This is Earth and Sky. When we burn fossil fuels, we release carbon dioxide or CO2 into the atmosphere and contribute to global warming. Stephen Wofsy studies climate at Harvard University.
I think what we're really missing is a coherent program of research to try to understand the factors that influence atmospheric CO2 in the United States. And I was part of a group that wrote a plan to do this. The plan was very well received. Looked like it was on track to get quite significant funding from the federal government. We finished our work on this plan on the 7th of September 2001, and then something happened on the 11th of September that put the brakes on it.
Wofsy worries that climate research will suffer while the U.S. fights terrorism, but he's glad the issue hasn't been partisan.
Would have been well received by a Gore administration if there was one, and it was well received by the Bush administration. People in general recognize that as long as there's a demand to control CO2 emissions, knowledge of the factors that regulate atmospheric CO2 is really essential to have, and it doesn't matter whether you're in favor of imposing controls on emissions or you're not in favor. You know that it's going to be an issue, and knowledge is therefore something of value to you.
More tomorrow. Special thanks to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky.